again, ADHD is kicking my ass, but it was super cool just to have like a big name like him sit and roll with us and just goof around and be as clowny as fuck. Like, it was ridiculous. So yeah, we're like, you know, we do the Twitch thing, and then I'll put them up on YouTube, and then cut down like highlights and put them up on Instagram and stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna shut up there and wait for your next question, because I'm everywhere right now.
No, that's fine. I'm actually kind of curious, what were you interviewing them for?
Interviewing
the people? I can't remember the name.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Orion Acaba. I got to interview him. It was just an in general, like, hey, kind of like what we're doing here. Like, how'd you get into voice acting? What have you been doing since you started? I didn't want to go too personal, because like I know Orion's got like a lot of like, there's with everybody, there's like me, like everybody's got haters, you know. And when Orion left, like, there was a lot of people that didn't understand his story and thought like, oh, he left, so he's, you know, he's a bad person. And it's like, dude, take the time to get to know the person. They didn't leave because they're a bad person. They left because they knew that they needed to get help and sober up and change their life for the better. And that was like the biggest thing for me, was that watching him go from a place where I was currently in and lift himself out of that hole and get back on track and be this big, huge, successful voice actor. And so that I didn't touch on any of those like sensitive things that he's probably interviewed with, you know, hundreds of people before and explained that story a million times over. So I just was like trying to stay on all the cool, positive Jimmy Jam things.
I imagine he probably appreciated that.
I hope so. I hope so, Orion.
So what about, this doesn't necessarily have to do with like voiceover or, you know, any career choice or whatever. What are some life goals or dreams that you hope to achieve?
Oh, that's a good question. So life goals, I want to retire in Ireland, 'cause I was over there in 2009, a little backstory on my father. He is also a musician, and he was a touring bluegrass and folk musician for years and years and years. I mean, before I was even born. And like, he taught me how to play guitar. And so anyway, we cut a deal. Like, it was right around my birthday, and he said, learn my songs, how to play them and sing them, and then I'll buy your ticket to go fly over there for your birthday. I was like, you have a deal, sir. And we went over there and toured for a month. And whenever I didn't, like, when I guess I was kind of like stage shy or whatnot on certain nights, he'd just give me money. He's like, go bring people. So I would just go bar hop and meet people, like amazing people, and then just bring this crowd over to the shows. And life goals. Yes.
Hold up, retire in Ireland. That's amazing that you could do that. It's just go bar hopping and bring a whole bunch of people with you. That's charisma right there.
Yeah, I'm barred for life. B-A-R-D, barred. Yes, I was in my 20s, I was a karaoke junkie. And I would just go anywhere the mic was, because I loved singing. And but thank you, by the way. Yeah, life dream, life goal, end game is to retire in Ireland. Short term, I would say like in the next 5-10 years, definitely want to be doing voice acting full time, because recently I've had some developments here at the house where like natural disaster flood stuff happened and set me back financially. So now I gotta go back to work full time to get back on my feet. And put the VO stuff kind of on the side, like on the back burner a little bit. Do it as much as I can, but the goal
it's
is
hard to balance when you have to work full time. Because I mean, it's not like, you know, in VO, it's not like you can just work full time, you know, at will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. I know. I tried. Like I when I lost my job in January of this year, I got laid off, and I don't know, like a wild hair up my butt or whatever. It was just like, do it. Like, this is your calling. Do it. You did all this training and you got your demos, you got your website up, do it. And like, I just went gung ho, and I was booking like one or two a month, but it still wasn't cutting it financially. And then I went back to work part-time, and I have this disease in my spine called spinal stenosis and degenerative joint disease, so I can't do a whole lot of like light duty or heavy duty lifting or, you know, any kind of stuff like that. So I gotta stick to using my brain on the jobs. And so rather than actually doing that, I went with a driving job, because I have a lot of experience driving and different things. And so now I drive part-time and just looking for work and trying to keep up with the VO as much as I can.
I think eventually, if you keep up with it, even though you are having to work a full-time day job, I think you'll get there. You just gotta be consistent.
Yes.
I know a lot of us are sporadic.
Yes, the consistency is the hardest part. Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of work to run a business, and that's what this is. We're all creatives, but entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know? If there was a hat for every single thing you have to do in voice acting, you would need a full walk-in closet.
Yeah. I think you'd probably have about 15 to 30.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's just the marketing hats.
Gosh. Yeah. Whew. All right. So you've name dropped a few people. You kind of got a sense of who has been an inspiration for you. Has there been anybody else that you'd like to name that have been solid like role models or inspirations for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll probably reiterate some names, but repeat myself. Well, obviously, you know, I gotta give a shout out to my dad, because he was an entrepreneur of his own kind. Like, he ran his own painting business, kept our family afloat, where my mom was able to keep raising us, just, you know, do the 80s and 90s stay at home mom thing, showing my age there. And and then was living the bluegrass dream, you know, yeehaw. But oh man. he is.
Grab some water.
Yep. Give me 1 second. We'll edit that out in post.
Yep.
Excuse me. So yeah, I got to give him the first spot on that. And Orion Acaba for being my inspiration for sobering up and keeping tabs on me and motivating me throughout the time that I was having a really hard time with it. Like, just the first year was rough, but and then, you know, following through, being just this amazing voice actor dude that's like Chris Ferguson. Yeah, you know, like, because he's super popular, I'll sit down and interview with him. And what else? I mean, Matt Mercer, obviously, because he's an amazing voice actor and dungeon master. So, you know, any dice nerd out there trying to do their own thing definitely either knows his name or aspires to be like him. And then my Cali homies, Jason Lanier White and my super cool. I call him my big brother from another mother, my Cali, my Cali brother, Tim Friedlander. He has been such a cool, awesome, inspiring dude. He's currently helping me rebrand. He got me in touch with one of his friends that's a professional, like his IMDb credits are insane, to start training with him and redo a new commercial demo. And then he's going to be helping me do a video game demo eventually, once I can afford that, because shit is expensive. And I'm not just saying him, I'm saying, like, you know, everybody. If you want a professional demo done by somebody that knows what they're doing, you're gonna pay a lot of money. So yeah, I definitely got to redrop those names. And and my buddy Jeff Grimwood, because he's such a phenomenal improv actor, and his classes are insane. Those are, like, whenever I do get to attend them, those are the things that I kind of look forward to. You know, like, as a singer and a voice actor, when you're doing those two things, they're kind of like your creative outlet. Like, all that pain and anger and resentment or whatever it is that's, like, kind of been holding you down for the week. And then you mm-hmm. get in there in that booth and you start singing or voice acting, doing your thing. And it's just like, you are immediately removed from all of that interior pain that's holding you down, and you feel like you're flying. So that's,
I sing a lot of Amy Lee when I'm feeling angry or depressed.
There you go. Excellent choice.
No, I definitely get what you mean. I do it all the time. It's a natural thing, you know. You kind of, it not only allows you to release the emotions, but allows you to get out of your head, so you stop overthinking, or, you know, stop having the negative cycle of thoughts, right?
Right.
Because if you get it out, you know, it's out. It's like bottling up some resentment that you might have towards another person.
Mm. Yeah. Indeed. That's like, it's the worst place to be, is in your head when you're in a funk. And me, as well as I'm sure anybody listening can relate, like, social anxiety, chronic anxiety and depression and stuff like that, that's a daily thing that a lot of us fight, and I deal with it myself too, is, like, you know, when you get in those weird funks, finding something that you can go to, it's kind of like you know, that happy place, your release. And you know, for me, for years and years and years, like, I started playing music when I was like 5, and, you know, that was always my thing, was when I was in a weird mood or needed to get my mind off of something, I would sit down and play the piano or play the guitar or sing or something. And then it slowly became D&D and improv with Jeff and voice acting in the booth.
And, you know, for everybody listening, those aren't the only creative outlets. So, like, I had a bunch. Still have a bunch. So, like, I used to write songs, creative stories, anything to just do something and channel, you know, the emotions that you feel, the thoughts that you have. Singing, playing instruments. I did piano and some guitar. Vocal is my main thing. And then, like I said, writing, I do crochet.
And that's awesome.
A lot of people do running or hiking or something like that. And it's, you know, a lot of people will tell you, you need to meditate. You need to meditate to to get all this stuff out and to really come to terms and accept who you are. And meditation is great. But I find that doing things physically can also be meditative.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Absolutely. A lot of people are just, you know, not interested in meditation, and they're like, I don't want to sit still for that long. I want to like think back on myself. Well, I mean, crochet is meditative for me. Singing is meditative for me.
Yeah, it's not, absolutely.
It's not only sitting there chanting,
Om Namah. Yeah, the, I wish I could remember the guy's name that I was in a kind of like a group counseling thing years and years and years ago. And one of the things he said was the most important thing to remember about meditation is it's at least for him, was that it's allowing your mind to focus on something to distract you from all of the other chaos and whatnot, something that allows you to just focus on one single thing. And that exactly what you said, like playing music, jumping on the piano, start tickling the ivories and strumming the strings, and you know, just focusing your mind on one thing. Like when I would sit and write music myself, like that was where I was the happiest, was creating something, and because nothing else mattered at that moment, you know, you just start writing, and then you grab your pen and you start writing your words, and next thing you know, you're on stage singing it in front of people, and you can stop singing and they're singing your lyrics to you, and it's like, hey, that something I wrote,
doesn't it feel great?
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. And I mean, you know, for people that like never experienced that too, I'm not like doing it in a sense of like, oh, look at me, I was on stage. I just mean just that whole moment of realization of like, you created something and people are experiencing it, whether it's artwork or crocheting or piano or literally anything. I know some people like to clean their house and look how clean the house is now.
Meditation is a state of mind, I think.
Bingo.
So after all of that,
yeah,
which has been great, let's wrap up with any advice that you have for people who are trying to decide what career path to choose.
That is a good one. Okay, so I thought about this one for a little bit, and I think I'm just gonna go with the simple: follow your gut and your heart. They will never guide you wrong, as long as it's not something negative or toxic or something that's going to harm other people or whatnot. It's literally, I mean, let's just use a perfect example of something simple, like IT specialists. Like if that's your dream and you're good at computers, then chase it, because what is the worst that can happen? You'll go out, you'll try it, you'll maybe take some classes, you'll learn. And if you fail and you decide to give up, at least you tried, you learned something new. And the biggest thing for me about following the voice acting thing specifically was, it's a dream of mine, and life is way too short to sit around and wonder what if I had done that. So I fucking chased it. Go for it. That's my advice. Follow your heart and your gut, because they will always guide you in the right direction.
I love it. And if it's still your dream, even after you fail, then keep going.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, getting up and dusting yourself off is the definition of courage, right? I mean, not being afraid to fail.
Woo. Right. You get knocked on your ass, you pop back up and be like, whew, am I good? All right.
Let's do this. That's part of learning.
Awesome. I love it. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
Be good to each other, be awesome, and beat hate with love.
No, I mean, thank you so much for having me. I've never got to sit down and actually do something like this, so you make me feel super special.
Awesome. Well, I'm really glad that you could join us. ever since that we had that one night on the voiceover playground with Kayla Pitts, and I heard your voice a couple of times. I was like, dude, this guy's got a great voice. And I went on your website and listened to your stuff, and I was like, what?
Oh, dude, cool. I totally remember that. That was such a fun night. I got to reach out to her, too, because she was one of our players in one of our campaigns, and she's been so busy. Kayla, if you're listening, I love you. miss you bunches. And yeah, come I got it. Yeah, please come back, please. Yeah, I got to get back into one of her things, because the problem was, like, we all had always stream on Thursday nights the exact same hour when she would run her oh damn it, what's it called?
Voiceover Playground.
Yeah, Voiceover Playground. I'm sorry. I knew it was VAP, but I was like, I don't want to say something wrong. Yeah, and that was always an issue for me. And the few that I got to join were flipping amazing. So much fun. The tavern one was just, God, so funny. And the cats. Oh my gosh.
I think I was there for the cats one. Yeah, I wanted to be there for the tavern. Like, I either forget about it or I am busy.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I forget about it because I'm usually cooking at that point. But anyway, I digress. So that is it for us today. Again, thank you so much for joining. And I'm so glad that you got to share your experience and your journey with people here, because I think, like, I've loved all of the conversations that I've had with everybody so far, but I think yours is very important for especially creatives, because we can all get stuck in our heads a lot more than most other people. And that can lead to a lot of the situations that you were put in. So I'm really glad that you got to share that with everybody and show them that you can pull yourself out of a deep, dark pit of hell and become something beautiful, a little butterfly. A beautiful
I did butterfly. It, and you can too.
Look at my wings. A bug's life.
Mom, I can fly.
All right, I am gonna end it here, and I'll see you guys next time.